Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, according to our friends at AgriPulse, the USDA is struggling to manage sugar supplies amid soaring domestic and international prices and a drought that continues to devastate Mexican sugar growers, slashing the amount that they can export to U.S. food and candy manufacturers. Under the Farm Bill Sugar Program, though, the department is required to manage sugar imports and maintain our domestic sugar prices, in part by at least waiting until April to decide whether additional imports are needed. However, with stocks tightening, the department announced on March 7th that it would increase by nearly 138,000 tons, the amount of raw sugar that can be imported under low tariffs. Even with the increase, though, USDA estimated in its recent World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate report that the stocks-to-use ratio for the current marketing year would just be under the minimum level to maintain supplies. Regardless, the USDA's announcement is drawing sharp criticism from the U.S. sugar industry in particular, whether it be U.S. sugar beet growers or U.S. sugarcane growers. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.